Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining us at The Source Network. This is Doran Kutesh, the host, and today we have a wonderful guest on. It is Roger Nichols of the Unity Party of America. Hello, Roger. How are you doing?
Just fine, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us. It's pretty interesting with the elections coming up here. Today is November 1st. We're within a week away of the whole Trump-Hillary or whatever is going to happen. So how are you doing these days?
Staying busy, continue fighting for freedom for the people and just trying to help out in many ways that I can accomplish the goals that are set before me. So staying busy.
Very cool. So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, what brought you to this moment, to who you are today?
Well, basically, I wasn't expecting to run for president of the United States. I was planning on going back into coaching. I've coached athletics since 1984, off and on through to high school and junior college and semi-pro seasons. And then I kept up, reading articles about how the people are getting, not what they needs to be made, and somebody had to do something. There's many people that's running for office, but it takes more than just run for office. You have to really serve the people of our country and be a service. And since through much deliberate praying and searching, with my heart, mind, and soul, I dedicated myself into running for office, and whatever it takes to be successful, either in 2016 or 2020 or again in 2024, I will be successful. Even if it's just one amendment or one change that has been made to help the people, to me, is worthwhile. So that's about it. I've done from the average Joe, substitute teaching. I've done custodial work. I mean, I've done retail sales. I've pastored small churches. Basically, I've done just like any other citizen of our country, and with no political experience at all, as far as what's experience is to me is your life and what you do with your life to me is more experience and value than anything else.
You're a real American and a real human being that has real experience that's applicable to, understanding the people and serving in a leadership position for the people and service to the people. Yeah. So, yeah. What do you feel is your most passionate area? The area that you're most knowledgeable in, you're most skilled in, and, your passion within becoming president, like being presidential in your life, what medicine do you have that can help the people and the earth and life the most?
Well, for starters, well, there's many areas, but I would say to start with is trust. You have to build a leader that you could trust, a leader to actually be of action and doer of, not of his words, see, but for the people's words and for what the people stands for. And that's what it takes. I mean, with all the, once again, I always stress with all the heart, mind, and soul, and stand up for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and just complete communication with this, with all the citizens of America. To me, that's just a start and the strong points of what I truly believe in as far as the trust issue to be president. I mean, you have to have a trust in anything in life, and that's good enough for me.
Yeah, definitely. I agree with you 100%. Okay, and I want to bring in here is I am a global game changer, and well connected through the internet, and there are people like us that want to bring in a better world, and we're all around the world. And we're networked together, the goal of the Source or Source Network is to mirror heaven to earth, to mirror the best world in which all humanity lives in paradise, and life, animals, plants, all other life forms are honored, and Mother Earth is honored as well. And you know, all humanity's basic needs are met, and beyond. We bring back the village, you know, in every area. It's more of a cooperative model from, you know, each village around the world is turning into the balanced cooperative communities. And this is happening right now. With that, politics as we know it, is actually becoming, in a sense, obsolete. But what that means is that we bring in collaborative governance. We use open-sourced systems online, technology, and we do shared resource and value distribution where we, the human race, are connected by the internet, and we can divvy up resources and make sure that we don't use up our resources and that we're always creating more abundance and prosperity. And there is a movement towards community councils, all town councils, where the community comes together and visions there, the village that they wish to live in, and then forms subcommittees around each issue. And then accomplishes bringing in things like prosperity for everyone in the village and perfect health or health for everyone in the village. And free energy is something that we have so many solutions for already, and it's just about implementation now. Sustainable shelter for everyone, you know, housing for all, sustainable clothing, healthy food, clean drinking water, education, divine, like who we are, education, and happiness and spirit for everyone in the village, as well as honoring life and earth, nature within that area. And this is happening in every village around the world. So essentially the people's platform, or whatever you want to call it, is happening. Like the people are coming together and creating their own bylaws, their own mission, vision, and goals for their community, and then holding accountable every citizen and every leader to the new people's platform that's about consensus-formed laws for the village. And we're bringing in the age of sovereignty, and with that comes alternative currencies, and we can create our own currencies going forward that are backed by the value that we bring to the world. So I have a little more to talk about beyond this, but like, what, I mean, have you tuned into any of the shifts that are happening, and what do you feel?
I feel this, that when I was listening to you, what your ambitions are, it seems like it's all united as one, and that's what, you know, the unity party is all about, to be united, everybody to be all, I would say, like, again, once again, in spirit and mind and soul and in unity and the word vision. The vision is very important for America and very important for people to set their goals and to reach their goals. Without that vision, it becomes void. And see, and that's the static quo that our country, the people is the ones who creates jobs. The people is the one that we pay taxes. And, you know, and the people should be the one that's, you say, more or less in charge. And it's kind of flipped around. It seems like that it's more like the blind leading the unknown areas and leaving out the goodness of people and leaving out the people that's without. And to me, the vision needs to continue to grow, to create jobs, it's just very important, the great vision. You know, they're saying now America needs to be great, so, but America itself is already great. The deal is, for all the citizens of our country, work together and let's make America greater and then the greatest. There's nothing wrong with putting America first and put America come first for others. In order for America to help other countries or other nations, you have to help yourself first. And we got out of that part. We jumping out, we're going out thin, helping everybody and leaving people homeless and leaving people without. It's hard enough for some to pay their bills, provide food for their children, medical for their children. I believe that's time to get America first before others. I mean, I believe this sincerely. And then you can help others in a time of need.
Yeah.
And for our lives. I mean, there's a lot of things we could cover, but I'm just trying to give some main points of that goes along with your vision that you have for the community, and it's the same vision that I would want to see America to move forward in. Each individual family be successful, no matter what they do, as long as they are successful in what they're doing. I mean, I don't care what position or what you do in life. It could be janitor sweeping floors. It could be a cab driver. It could be a mom and pop shop. As long as you're successful at it and you're happy with it, to me that's what counts.
Yeah. Yep. That is. It's beautiful. Yeah, it's very simple. First, you take care of yourself, first and foremost, yourself. Then you look around, you go to make sure your family, your friends, or like just the house you live in. If you and the people in your house are taken care of and are in a good place, feel free to go beyond that. Go beyond family, friends, beyond your household, and go to your street, your neighborhood, and knock on every door and say, hello, my name is, and what can I do to help? You know, like just, and then when neighbors start to get to know each other and reconnect, then that forms that cooperative, you know, governance on the street where you start sharing resources with each other on your street. You have block parties once a month, even having a gathering. You trade instead of having to go drive an hour to work and then work 40 hours for some corporation and then come back home and things are out of balance on the family level and the community level. You know, really bringing people back into the communities and into their households and helping connect neighbors back together again and bringing people out of the houses and into the front yard and blocking off streets, making them walkable only, walkable and bikeable. And community happens and collaboration happens. And you start realizing that every person on that street has a skill set, a knowledge, skill, or ability, or the networks, the connections, and or resources to do everything, to get your time back, to get your to stop driving an hour using all that gasoline and oil and buying these clunky, huge machines, these vehicles, and one person drives a car for 1 hour a day and it sits idle for 23 hours. And, you know, and we've got millions of people that are driving and using gasoline and oil and putting fumes into the environment, and we're not sharing our vehicles. And we're not, on the neighborhood level, we're not sharing our resources with each other and collaborating to see that we don't have to leave our home even and leave our village. And the parents can be home, and the children can play in the street, and all the children in the neighborhood can play together, and then we can have shared meals together where the whole community comes together for a meal and really connects. So just like on the most basic level, like every American can do these simple things. So what do you think about that?
Well, the old saying is, a baby crawls before, well, there's sometimes it walks before it crawls, but a baby crawls, then it stands up and tries to walk, then it falls down and gets back up. You have to crawl before you walk. And so the reason I mention that is because life itself generally is like a roller coaster. It goes up and down, goes around curves, goes under tunnels. I mean, you ride a roller coaster. I don't know if you have rode one, but you know, basically a lot of Americans have at amusement parks or at even at state fairs or anything. But you go up, down, turn left and right. The reason I mention that because it reminds you of life. You go these different directions. And the funny thing is you always come back at the starting where you started. You finish where you start at. And it happens every day. You always start from somewhere to reach a goal, but then all of a sudden you still come back to where you start at and start all over. And to me, when you start, that's where it begins. And when you finish, you still go back to start, and that's where it ends. And I'm just saying what's on my heart, by the way. I'm not trying to be I'm just going by what's according to what my heart says. And
sure.
And so I'm just being honest. That's all, you know. I know we're supposed to, you know, we're trying to get to know me, but at the beginning, you got to have that trust and honesty. Then after that, like you mentioned about, you get to have fun, you get to play, you get to enjoy the fruits that you develop. there's nothing wrong in enjoying what you're doing. You have to enjoy it. You have to have fun with what you're doing in life generally. And even at a workplace, or even, you need to enjoy it. Now, there's times that some people don't enjoy it because of the situations of the home, or before they go to work, or on their way home from work, traffic, you name it, or something that's happened. Depends what kind of job you have. I mean, there's always a stipulation. When you're on that roller coaster ride, when you turn left and right, then there's a bump. And what's important is this, is that when you go to work, and I don't know how we got on the subject, but when you go to work, what I'm saying is don't bring the trouble back home. When you come back home, be home, enjoy with your wife, your friend, enjoy with your family, leave it at home. Leave the work at work, and leave the problems at work, and come home and don't bring it home. The same person with when you're at your job place. Don't bring your family problems to work. And it makes a lot of difference that way. That way, that will, there has to be a divided somewhere. And what we're talking about dividing is that there has to be a balance of that. That way, it just makes much easier in life in general.
Yeah.
And at your home part, so.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, and you know, by you running for president, essentially, we have a lot of people that are running for president now. It's like almost the new thing. It's like, oh, I am running for president. And what I want to bring through here is that just by being presidential in your life, just by taking care of yourself and your family, your friends, your household, and then taking care of others, living your life in a presidential way by, you know, when you're walking down the street and you see trash on the ground, you know, be man enough to pick it up. Or, you know, when you see something that's out of balance in your community or in your world, you know, not turning the blind eye, being conscious of the world that we wish to live in, first and foremost, being conscious of it and visioning it and speaking the world that you wish to live in, and shifting our thoughts to the most positive, and then being in joy, being in a high vibration, being the example in your life, so that others can see that you are the shining example of the way human beings should be here on Earth. And with that, I'm guided here to do a TV show, a radio show, TV show, that really helps everyone see that we are independent, that we can make our own choices, and we are our own authority in our own life. So a lot of people have given authority to doctors and lawyers and court systems and police and the parents and religious leaders and the media, and giving all of our authority away and calling all these individuals specialists and putting them above ourselves. And what's happening in America now is that over 50% of Americans now identify as independent. And of those remaining, 25% Democrat, 25% Republican, those individuals will also finally let go of the establishment, and they will say, these parties do not serve us, and these are not the best candidates for us, neither one of them. And I'm not going to just you know, take the lesser of two evils. I am my own authority and I am independent. And what's going to happen is we'll have 100% of Americans identifying as independent. Now, with this TV show, radio show, it operates just like American Idol or any of those types of shows. And what we do is we invite you and all of the presidential candidates on one show. And then we ask the highest questions, the most important questions, questions about like prosperity for all and perfect health and free energy and ensuring everyone has shelter and clothing and food and water and education, happiness, spirit, and honoring life and earth and like the high-level questions. That way, when each of you guys answers these questions, we then actually get the highest answer for each question. What happens is the American populace is tuning in the whole time, so they are in the chat room watching this whole thing unfold, so they can vote on the highest answer for the highest questions, and you guys, all the independent presidential candidates, can actually talk about it and collaborate to come to a consensus answer on all of these questions, which then that formulates our people's platform or the America platform that's agreed upon by all the candidates and by all Americans who have tuned in and asked their questions as well. And then what happens is this is an open sourced model for electing and appointing leaders. We still have 1 week left. If I get approved on a major radio station in the next week and I go on the air and we all share this with our networks, we can actually host it the day before the election and then actually all vote for our presidential, independent presidential candidate that would represent us best. And then we can all agree to write in that person's name on the ballot and really whether that person wins the election or not, it doesn't matter because all those leaders on the show will be in front of the American populace. So they can run for any office anywhere in the country or the world, and they have a following now through this show. So then we now have identified the new bylaws, the people's platform, that's consensus by the people for the people, and also the next wave of leaders for our country and our world. So, you know, it's not really a matter of, like, time. Like the election will most likely happen on November 8th. Things will continue a little bit as usual. But ultimately, we are coming into an age of collaborative governance systems and shared resource systems through technology, and this is one example of a show. So I don't know, like, you know, if you want to work with me a little ongoing, we could put our networks together a little and bring back the village in your area. I can help facilitate the community coming together in your area. We can work together on the big independent presidential party celebration show and start to bring all of our connections into this independent presidential party group. We put all the Green Party, the Unity Party of America, and all the independent parties into one party, and we have parties. We just celebrate, you know, that there is no politics anymore, and we are now in charge collectively as an American people of our own nation. And in the community level, all the way to the state level, to the national level, we have representatives like yourself in all the office positions across the country, and it's a grid of leaders. So, and there's other movements like we're bringing, you know, new cities that are popping up that are operating as a university all year round. These little eco-villages and these micro-nations are forming within America even. And we can use festivals on their property to bring together people like ourselves and actually do the open source governance and broadcast it to the world from the festivals. And we also can help incubate leaders and stars and organizations at these events and fund all of our humanitarian projects through sound business investment. But we have about 10 seconds left, so thank you for coming on.
Well, thank you for thank you for giving me the opportunity. And I look forward in the future of being back on and give more clarification on everything I stand for. And I don't stand up. It's not for myself. It's for the people. And
yeah.
I like to see the people to make a difference in election. And one way to make a difference for election is to make history by writing in. I'll tell you the facts as it is. You write in Roger E. Nichols, the Unity Party, and a write-in on the ballot of this November 8th. Together, we will make the difference for the people. And
yeah.
That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. It's all for the people. It's not for riches and glory. It's not to be better than anybody else. It's just, that's what it's all about, for the people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. This has been The Source, Independent Presidential Party Celebration. Thank you so much, and let's stay in touch.
Let's stay in touch, yes.
All right, brother. Have a good one.
Thank you. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.